Hello, thank you for holding. This is John speaking.
Good afternoon, John. This is Mike Cavidra at Northern Overnight Cleaning. You did some cold car marketing to me about 2 weeks ago, and I finally got to you now.
No worries, Mike. I remember, yep, man.
It's me. I could tell by the laugh that you remember.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I was just super busy that week, man. It was a terrible week to call.
Oh, man. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Well, the great news is I'm actually looking at the area right now, and it's actually magically in your favor. It's still open, so.
Well, let's set this up. Let's go through some keyword specifications for the local areas I want to go over, and let's get this all set up.
Sounds good, Mike. All right. Let me go ahead and pull up a few things really fast here. Now,
no
I have a... Michael, what's your last name, or how do you spell it?
It's Cavidra. It's a little hard to spell. K, as in Victor, I-D-E-R-A.
How do you pronounce that, Cavidra?
Cavidra. It's Czechoslovakian.
That's awesome, man. All right, sorry.
No, you're good.
All right, sounds good, Michael. And then the card that we'll be using today, we'll go over everything. I make sure I always notate everything to keep to my word, man. Yeah, all right, so
no problem.
I take a lot of I take it to heart for me in general, you know? It's just my morals, man.
No, and I could, you know, I definitely wanted to go with you. You weren't the cheapest one out there, but you were definitely the most on top of things when I was talking to marketing teams, so.
Beautiful. Well, I'm glad, man. You're in good hands over here, okay? We're not Allstate, but, you know.
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, goodness.
Michael, now, we have the – is the address still the same for the business, 3804 Main Street? Is that right?
Actually, no. Using a P.O. box. I don't want to keep my personal address on file.
Perfect. Yeah, actually, I'm glad – here, remind me again. I'm going to write that down, actually, because – So
okay,
per
perfect.
Google guidelines, we have to have a physical address, but we don't need to put it up on Google. Okay, so I'm going to...
Yeah, that's okay. I can...
Okay. Got you, bro. So just for a physical address, then, is that okay if I put that one in here for the system, not for online? The three.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
Perfectly fine. Yeah, as long as it doesn't show up online, that's great.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to make sure that we'll get... I'm going to jump right back in and put notes and everything.
Not a problem.
All right. And then we got here. How? And is it zip code 60050?
Correct, yes.
Okay, beautiful. Let me update that. All right, I'm going to make sure now everything that we'll submit here in the future is going to be under the name Northern Overnight Cleaning. Is there any LLC or any type of dots or apostrophes or anything like that?
It is an LLC, but you can just leave it as Northern Overnight Cleaning.
Okay. Sounds good. If for any reason, Mike, that you want to go ahead and change things in the future, by all means, just we have an account management team and myself to help you and run promotions or to change anything. And again, there's no, we don't nickel and dime nothing, man. You have a flat rate, okay? So that's all included. If you need to change it, just let us know, okay? All right.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, let me go ahead and go here. All right. And we're doing it for $349 for monthly. And it's a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? So I want to make sure I have everything written down for you, bro. I told you I keep to my promises here. Okay, so today we're going to be charging the card. Before I do any of the charge, though, I want to go over everything first, though. But we'll be at $449.
Yeah, and then let's go over what do you offer and everything, too. Let's go over all
Yes.
That.
Yeah, I want to make sure recap. It has been some a little bit of time there, so I'm surprised that this is open.
Yeah.
No lie, I swear. All right. But hey, man, timing is everything too, you know. So when you're ready and stars aligned, then hey, it did, you know. So I know for a fact it's going to be good for you. So yes, we're going to make sure we get you up to the first page of Google, get up to 60 different directories. So you want to be in Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, Yelp, Bing, Yahoo. We'll get all of those taken care of for you, okay? If there's any one of those directories in the future, you're like, you know what, I don't really need to be on there. That's not bringing the right client leads and stuff to me. Let us know. We'll take it off, okay?
Okay.
Now, I have the website. Is it still noc-more.com?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Hyphen more.
Mm-hmm. Hyphen,
yeah. Yeah. Hyphen dash, same thing.
No, I'm just kidding, man. All right. So let's go over a few other things, too. So we're going to link your website. Do you have a Facebook page by any chance?
I do, but it's very minuscule. I started up about a year ago, and that's something I haven't really invested the time into. But, yeah, I do have a Facebook page.
Okay. Is it a business page or just a personal?
No, a business page.
Business page. Okay, cool, cool. What we're going to do, then, is link that. What kind of phone do you have? Is it an Apple or Android?
Samsung. Android.
Android, perfect. Okay, has to be the hard ones. But I actually love Samsung over Apple. But my girl makes me have an Apple phone, and I bug her about it every day. So
I know. my grandparents and a couple of my aunts and uncles all have Apples, and I give them shit for it. But that's okay. You know, they like what they like.
Yeah. All right, we're on the same page here, man. All right, so Mike, what I need you to do though is to get the URL for your business page. Now, we're not going to do anything or look at through anything for personal or anything like that. We just want to make sure to link it so that way the customers mm-hmm. see more options as well too, because sometimes they might even reach out to Facebook. You never know. But yeah. What we'll do, though, on top of that is give you – and, again, this is all inclusive for you, so I'm not trying to upsell you nothing, okay? It's going to be a Facebook ads. So let's say a customer goes on Google and they're looking up your services in the area. They see a website. They see all these great reviews. They're like, I love this, but, you know, I just don't need that at the moment right now. Later down the road, they go on Facebook, and they talk to catch up with old friends or something. Well, they'll see the Facebook ads is going to be your ads, okay? And you already know, Marketing 101, the more they see you, the more likelihood they're going to think of you to call first when they actually need that service done, okay? Yes.
I love
okay.
it. I love it. I love your professionalism. I love you looking at every single angle. So
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you here. And then now far as – so whenever you get a chance – I'm going to send you a text. It's going to just say, hey, this is John. That's all I'll put.
Okay.
What you can do is just make sure to send me a text with the URL to the Facebook business page. That way I can link that.
Okay. I'm going to send it in text form because it's not letting me copy and paste it over.
Oh, okay. No, it's okay. However, you know.
I guess you type it in, you might have to double check it. Hopefully that'll work.
Let's see. And then while that's sending through here, again, I'm not charging yet. I want to go over a voice verification with you. It's an added form protection for you. So everything we say we're going to do, we keep to our word on it, and it's recorded for you too, okay? Now, right. The card that we'll be using, though, does it have a middle initial or anything like that? Or is it just Michael, and then with the last name there?
No, I'll actually be using one of my company cards. So it'd be Michael James Cavedra at Northern Overnight Cleaning. Specification
hold
on it.
Michael J. Cavedra. And then we'll have the business. We'll get to that in a second. I just want to make sure there's a few things here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the phone number you'd like the customers to contact you on, is it this phone number that we have right now?
Yes, it's 815-900-0994.
That's a good number. Did you pay for that one?
No, I actually got it by random. I'll take it, though.
Shut the front door.
It's a marketing number, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was my lucky day, I think, down at the phone marketplace.
Yeah, no. My father owns a couple of martial arts studios, right? And he actually had to pay multiple times, actually. It doesn't even, like, give you the right number to choose. Like, they give you a batch of numbers to choose from. If you don't like it, you have to pay again to get another batch of numbers. And it's like, geez. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was pretty blessed with the 900 number. I mean, it's easy and convenient, so.
Yeah, well, it works, man. It's catchy. All right, we'll make sure you got it here. Okay, all right, I got that there. I got that. Let's see if I got that text thing now. Yeah, there we go. Thank you for being computer literate on that. No, you're good, man. I spent one time, literally 30 or 45 minutes trying to get that from someone before.
Well, I tried to do it on my phone first so I could text it over to you, and you didn't have to type the link back in, the URL, but it was being a pain, so I just took a picture of it for you.
No, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. All right, what day do you have available? Actually, you know what? Tomorrow's kind of booked here. On Friday, do you have any free time available for like a one-hour window to talk with our techs? You don't have to be in front of a computer.
Definitely.
Okay.
No, I would prefer to be. I'm going to be spending some money on it. I prefer it. The technicians to know exactly what I want, and you know, hopefully you guys can, you know, get me what I want and need. And in 2 to 3 months, we'll reevaluate. And if I'm getting the leads from you guys and online, then we'll definitely keep spending money on you guys.
My guy. All right, I like it, Mike. All right, cool. Because we actually want to make sure you're actively involved as much as possible. The more that we're on tune with you, the better the results are, obviously, you know. So we got you on there. And then your central time, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and pull up a few things on my end. Okay, so Friday, what works better for you, morning or evening?
Afternoon would actually work best, or we could do early evening. So anywhere in between 12 to 2 or 4 to 5, somewhere in that vicinity would work best.
Beautiful. Okay. Just to confirm on there, because my time zones are always messed up. Try not to make fun of me and laugh at it.
No, you're fine.
What time is it over there right now? Is it about like 3:30?
It's 3:30, correct.
Okay, all right, cool. So 3:30. So let's say...
Are you Eastern, or what are you?
So I'm in Tampa, Florida. Our company is based in California, Fountain Valley. So that's why it always messes me up, man. My time clocks are all jacked up.
So you're 1 hour behind, they're 2 hours behind, and everyone's all over the fucking place.
Exactly. Nailed it. All right, man. Let's do this. I can set up, actually... Does 3 o'clock work okay for you though?
We can do 3 o'clock. Yeah, let me put that in my schedule now, just so I don't forget.
Okay, so it'll be 1 o'clock for their time. All right, and I'm gonna go ahead and send you a Google Calendar invite. Okay, give me a second here.
Okay.
Right. Bing, bada boom.
Is it 3 p.m. correct?
You got it, yes, sir. I'm going to send it here. I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Let me know you got it there. And then once you open it up, just go ahead and hit yes or confirm on there. It should go through for me.
Okay.
I want to make sure I put the notes on here so that way it gives them a reminder too, you know.
Did you send it through email or text?
Email, sorry.
Email, okay. Yeah, so I was looking for it for text.
My bad, man. Should be a little more direct.
Oh, you're good. Okay, yes. I just accepted that, so we should be good to go with that.
Awesome. Now, as far as your website that you have, did you want us to build you a brand new one, link that website? What would you like us to do on that?
I would actually prefer that, but how much are we talking?
Great question. Nothing. It's free 99.
Oh, I'll take it. Yes, if you guys could build me a full new website with more, I love it, man. You're straight and direct. Awesome. So let's definitely put that on the schedule here. Let's get that done. That'd be great. I'd like it to be more modern and sleek and less words. You know, you can, with the technicians or you guys can do, whoever's exactly building it can use, the profile pictures and some of my base reviews and stuff that I put on my old website and kind of, you know, mock it into the new one. So.
Got you, man. They work magic. Trust me. I've seen a lot of their work. they have different templates. So if you want more of the modern look, they actually have different, choices on there. So, let them know. I'm going to go ahead and let them know as well on these notes, so that way that when they do talk to you, they're not starting from nothing, right? They're going to already know a lot about you already.
They have so much info, so much description. There's so many client pictures on there. So they should have enough content to build a pretty good website regarding that.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now the domain name, I got that. So I'm going to make sure, because we're going to make sure to keep using that same one. We don't want to confuse your customers out there, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Boom, boom. And I'm going to make sure you get the tracking system as well. We call it the client dashboard. So you're not just taking our word for everything. Okay. We're going to get rid of spam calls, robocalls. We're going to let you know how much leads you're getting, where they're coming from, but you get the account login and password. So that way you can see it for yourself. Okay. So you'll have to see when new customers are calling for you, you'll see where they're calling from. You'll see what keywords are actually working for you and what's not. So if you ever need a change.
Great.
Out,
and then I can also draw more money as different keyword specifications too, correct? If something's working better for me than others. Perfect.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And I'm going to give you a Splash app on there as well too. I'm talking like as if I'm giving it. No. Local Splash is going to give you, we call it our app here. Okay. So that we keep track of all of these as well. Now let's go over some key words. You kind of like have to.
My biggest thing that I want to go for is office cleaning. So I want to be office cleaning near me, and then I also want to specify in window cleaning and carpet cleaning as well. But my main concern is I want to build up the recurring janitorial services for my company. So that's what I want to specialize in. I want to specialize in cleaning services near me, office cleaning.
Okay, I got office cleaning, window cleaning, carpet cleaning. I put it in order so that way they know too.
yep, and I got floor stripping and waxing as well. Okay. And there's a whole bunch of odds in it.
No, you're good. You're
full
good.
Service cleaning. So.
I got you, man. Yeah, and these are good. I mean, at least you have a lot of words and phrases to put them in, you know? Because you never know what these customers are going to put in there, to be honest.
No, they're just scatterbrained. They're at work. The owner tells them to look up something. They're going to look up something, whatever first thing comes to mind. So
exactly.
The office cleaning is definitely something I want to engage in, though. Any kind of which way you can cut that or keyword specifications and phrases that you can come up with would be great.
Okay. Yeah, when you talk with the techs, bring it up a little more with them. I'm going to put in here for right now because I know I'm kind of catching on a limb where we're like, so write some down if you come to mind. And when you talk to them on Friday, then just say, hey, I got some more. I'm going to leave a note for them that please advise customer may want to add more, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
More, pal. Okay. That's good there. All right. And far as how would you like the customer – I think I asked this already. I just want to double-check here for the notes on there. How would you like the customer to contact you? Phone, text, email, all three, just two of them?
Phone would be preferred. Email would be the second. Text, I kind of want to leave off there because, unfortunately, my number got in the open to some fucking scammers, and all I'm getting is half diluted text inquiries for fake cleaning appointments.
Oh,
I don't really like that. I know it's unfortunate. Somebody stole my number a couple times, and it's in India somewhere or something.
Oh, get out of town!
So, yeah, you could tell by the grammar and English that they use. They're just
How do they get off on that? Like, you know, I'm just sorry. It just makes me. All right, and then also hours of operations. What would you like them to see?
So we're 24/7. We're open 7 days a week. We're never closed.
Beautiful, man. All right. Well, how do you sleep?
We work overnight. So, you know, it's the funny thing. I really sleep when I can. Sometimes it's night. Sometimes it's day. Sometimes it's a 2-hour nap in between jobs. It just kind of depends.
Oh my gosh, so. That's awesome. Hey, whatever it takes to get the food on the table, I get it. You know.
Exactly. I got to pay my car bill and got to save up some money here. So it's
I hear that. Amen. All right, and then far as how you like to go ahead and take payment from your customers, do you want to let them have a PayPal integration on there? Is there just check? Card?
No, so it's all automated. So what I do is I send them an email invoice, and then I am registered through Jobber Systems. So they funnel all my money into my banking information. They submit payment via email and online, and they have all their appointments and inquiries and past invoices and everything digitalized on their system as well. So that's actually all set up. Oh yeah.
All right. Now we're talking. All right. All right. I got all this here. Let me go ahead and I like to triple check everything before I put anything through. Okay. So give me just a second.
Not a problem.
Yep. Here. Bing, bada, boom. Awesome. All right. So we're going to go on to the next thing here. I'm going to make sure to confirm everything on my end because I'm just refreshing right now.
Okay.
How long is that? Computer works. You know, it's funny, we work with technology, you know, and sometimes when we need it the most, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's a good tool to use, but sometimes it's a little frustrating at the same token. So.
I feel like I have really good patience, but when it comes to two things in my life, when it comes to lag, any type of lag or traffic, I lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I lose my mind.
It's funny because my girlfriend's the same way. Driving in traffic, man. She's raging hard.
Yeah, I'd rather drive 5 hours than wait in the traffic for two, man. That's all bad.
Yeah, some people are just like that. I get it. You know, I see some people behind me getting fed up with it when we're ended up in traffic jam, and I'm just la-di-do, la-di-do. I'll get there when I get there.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, I take my hat off to that then. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we're going to go over one thing is our voice verification I talked to you about a little bit earlier. It's a added protection for you, okay? So for any reason you feel like you're like, John, can you stop for a second and elaborate on this? Please, don't hesitate.
Uh-huh.
Let me know, and that way I'd be happy to answer any questions for you, okay? But in the meantime, any answers on there, try to sound as clear as possible, okay?
All right,
let's get started. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Northern Overnight Cleaning.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Cavidra, owner and operator.
Beautiful. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second, Mike. Just let you know, man, if there's anyone that's out there and whether, I don't care if it's email, text, phone, whatever it is, and they say they're a local squash asking for more money, that's not us. Make sure you let me know right away. Okay?
No, I'm well endowed and familiar with that process. I mean, you get them from Amazon and everything. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have subscriptions with them. Most of the time, they're not going to ask for money unless they call you and it's actual customer service related.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm glad you're, like, well aware of all this stuff, man. So I just wanted to
know.
All right, so I'm going to continue on here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, September 21st, in a non-refundable amount of $448. This will be recurring payment.
Yep.
When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 21st of every month in the same amount of $348. Okay?
And I just wanted to specify, too, I'm still not – it's not yearly or I'm not hooked into a service agreement by any chance, am I?
Oh, heck no. No. You're month-to-month.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to work good for my business and, you know – like I said, if the more it works, the more I'll spend. But if, you know, 3 months roll by and I get nothing, like...
Yeah, no, of course.
I'm sure it's not going to be that case. But I also don't want to be hooked into that service agreement.
Heck no. I wouldn't want you to be at that point, man. But I'm going to be a lead on your account, so I'm going to make sure of this stuff. So I'm going to repeat that one more time because I did say 348 instead of 349. I want to make sure everything's congruent and to the T here, okay? So let me say that one more time.
Gotcha.
All right, my bad, man. All right, so when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day, on the 21st of every month, in the amount of $349.
Yep.
All right. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. Again, like I said, you know, we're going to repeat all that, so I know you asked the right questions and everything. That's how I know we're going to do well with you, man.
Awesome.
Now, Michael, the card that we're using, I remember you said it has your first and last name, but it has a company name, right? Northern Overnight Cleaning?
Correct, yes. Overnight Cleaning, correct.
And then what's the billing address for that one? Is that the same one that we have on file here, the 3804? Or?
60, the billing address is, 3804 Main Street. Actually, can you switch that over to my P.O. box?
For the card?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Well, actually, no. The billing address for the card is the same. I just, you know, if you guys are going to send me any marketing material or invoices,
I prefer them
to go to the P.O. box. Okay.
Oh, heck no, man.
You can use the 3804 then. That's fine.
No. The reason why we need an actual physical address is per Google guidelines. So what Google wants us to do, they're going to send something in the mail, and it has to go through mail. It's just the way they do it. And to verify that you are a business. Now, I made sure on the note.
I've already been verified through Google as well.
Oh, okay,
so I have my profile set up on Google Marketing. So,
beautiful. Yep. So you know I'm not lying, man. I'm just being sure. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Nope, I get you.
And then the payment method that we're using today, is it Master, Visa, American Express? What do we got?
Visa.
Visa it is. All right. And I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
All right. 4312311113796458. Expiration 06-27. CVV 201.
Okay. Boom, boom. Awesome. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put this through here. And before I make that actual charge, I want to triple check. This is my third time looking, man, so. Sure. Okay. Refresh. All right, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. It's going to be at $448, not a dollar more, okay?
All right.
Sending it through. And I'll let you know, once it goes through, you're going to get a text and an email. And that email is going to be an invoice on there where you have to do one last step and you're all set from there, okay?
All righty.
All right. It should be coming through in the next minute right now. All right, check your email. It should come through now. Let's see.
All righty. Nothing yet. I got the text and the email. There we go.
Hey, there we go. Okay, so on the email, it should say invoice. Go ahead and click into there. And so you'll see somewhere along the lines where it says terms of conditions or terms of experience to click there. You got you sweating now, huh?
Yeah, no, I found it. We're good.
Okay. I was picking on you, man. All right, Mike. So once you go there, scroll to the bottom. It should be an electronic signature. You can just sign on there. Just the first and last name and date. Let me know once you put that through where it takes you.
So did you add the Facebook ads as well then?
You better believe I did.
It says local bundle, $249, Facebook ads, $100.
Yep. Got everything in there. I made it so that way you're not getting charged extra on top of that. So just letting you know.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Let me sign. All right, you should be good. Let's go to username and a password for login.
Awesome. Yes, so hang tight there. You don't have to do anything. That's what the text, when they call you on Friday, they're going to develop that with you.
Okay.
Now, I did leave notes on here.
And we're
going to
go over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I did leave note on here for them not to put your address on there, but please mention it to them again because I don't want that to mess up in any sense, you know, so. Just wanted to double check. Yeah, man. Let's be honest. Everyone's human too, you know. So I want to make sure to avoid it as much.
Yeah, it is what it is. And even if they put it on, I can always get it removed. You know, it's not the end of the world. I want to make sure that it's not on for public record as well.
Yes, sir. Better believe it. All right. Well, hey, Mike. I told you before, man. I don't remember this, but I'm going to say this. So I'm saying it now. Welcome to the family. Okay, we're going to take care of you. I can't wait to hear some of your success stories. All right.
Sounds like a plan, Sean.
Yes, sir. I'll be checking in with you ton of time, you know, and in case if you can't get a hold of them, reach out to me. You have my number. You have my email. I always check my email as well, too, so, all right? You know, we'll get from there.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. And every 2 to 3 months, we'll go over some different keyword specifications with some of your technicians. I'll set up a conference call, and I want to make sure everything's running the best of the ability for the company. So
I love that. Yes. Okay. All right, my man. Mike, you take it easy, sir. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Perfect.
Sir.
Appreciate it, John. Have a great rest of your evening, all right?
All right. Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.